What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, one of your previous callers was kept saying the DNC. I'm going to say it one more time. George Bush himself come out yesterday and says he's like basically he's for open borders, and he blames Russia for getting involved in our elections. He's a globalist. His family's globalist.
Yes.
The Clintons are globalist. When are people going to understand this is not a DNC slash RNC issue? It's the same crap going on in the EU. It's globalism versus nationalism. That is it. These people are for open borders, just like over there. Therefore, you're not allowed to be independent. That's what they're for. They want everybody to be pushed into one group so they can control them easier, outsource your jobs, control you. That's what this is about. Not a DNC issue or RNC issue. Now, sure, there's pockets of people against it, but our country, I hate to break it to these people, but your country's a globalist country. It's an empire. It's part of a larger empire of the EU. It's all linked. Australia, Canada, not everybody in Australia and Canada, but those elements in control. That's what Trump is up against. You know, not saying he's his own oligarchy, but or his group, but that's what he's up against. He's up against the powers that be that don't want things changed. It's a status quo. And we're headed for a showdown sooner rather than later. I don't know, Mike. I just don't understand. I don't, with that in the stock market, Mike, I just see bad things in on the horizon. That's what I see.
Well, yeah, that part I would definitely agree with here. As far as the globalist versus nationalist, the globalist agenda is starting to fracture. We're seeing that especially in Europe, where all of these globalist leaders are being voted out of office, and all these pro-sovereignty Euroskeptics are being voted in their place. Now we've got a situation where Brussels is having to threaten military action against member states of the EU for refusing to take in any more refugees. And when you start acting like that, it's only a matter of time before some of these countries are just going to say, we're seceding, we're out of here. We didn't join this European Union to be threatened by Brussels to do things which are not in our member states' best interest.
Am I switching gears on Iran? Russia
Okay. Used
their bases to have some airstrikes against the U.S. terrorists. Now, why don't they have a permanent base in Iran and also make a deal with them to sell them the S-400s immediately? Because Turkey's on Iran's side, so because there's no way the U.S. is going to – an attack on Iran would be an attack on Russia and Turkey. They're not going to attack Iran then. Iran's enough, you know, it's hard enough nut to crack by itself. But if you got S-400s there and Turkey also, it's going to be pretty much impossible without starting like a world war, which, you know, probably some people
That's
want
where we're
this
headed.
Country.
Yeah. That's where we're headed. That's where our the military-industrial complex wants a world war because they make a lot of money. The bankers want a new world war because they make a lot of money. And they don't care how many people are going to be killed and crippled. And they don't care if cities on both sides get blown up because that's just more opportunities to give out more loans at interest to rebuild. And it's just this huge, bloody, gigantic scam that gets played on the human race time after time after time.
And, Mike, I want to go back to the economy real quick on the stock market.
Sure.
If people have the ability to get out of it, you might want to do it because, you know, we talked about this yesterday about we used to have savings rates, you know.
Yes.
But you can't use the stock market as a way of making, like, money long-term. You know, it's like going to a casino. We talked about that, playing roulette. You win one day, and you're going to lose it all the next. So you people better, whoever has money in the stock market, better think twice about keeping it in there because this is a couple days now of this. It's unstable. It's unstable because
it's
a Ponzi scheme and it's rigged. Yep. And,
well, there's a lot of rigging going on. It is a Ponzi scheme. The volatility is driven by these high-frequency computer trades, plus the fact that most brokers prefer volatility because it gives them more peaks and valleys to ride the straddle and make money with these very, very rapid trades. And it's just drifted so far away from the original purpose of having a stock market. It is a giant open-air casino. And unfortunately, the house has got the advantage. And unless you have grown up with these people and you've got the golf club contacts to share information, there's a lot of cheating and fraud going on in Wall Street, and it's simply nothing's being done about it.
And remember, the regular person, the Joe Sixpack, will be the last to know
yes.
when to pull out. So if you're not pulled out yet, man, yeah, you're in for a world of hurt for this. I mean, we're in Thursday now, and, like, this has been going on since, what, Friday? You know, so, like, yeah, it's unstable, and I would say people that pull their money out and just, you know, find something of, like, of real value, of tangible. You know, I keep saying gold, silver, you know, whatever you can afford, you know, and hunker down. You know, I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
That's it, Mike. All right, thanks, Mike.
And, thank you, Dustin, for the call right now. Obviously, if you have risk capital, and by that I mean never go into debt to invest in anything. But if you have risk capital, I would say right now, because they're still trying to keep the price of gold and silver down to make it look like they're not attractive, now's the time to get on in. Just buy it in small amounts so that there's less of a record being kept, and keep it under your own control. Because remember, a couple of years ago, Congress actually passed laws making it legal for the banks to go into your safety deposit box if they get into trouble. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we were talking about Lawrence Wilkerson. He was chief of staff to former Secretary of State Colin Powell. And ever since he's left the government, he's become an outspoken critic of our foreign policy. And when he was working for Colin Powell, he helped craft the propaganda that war was the only possible choice in dealing with Iraq. And Lawrence is now sounding the warning that he's seeing the same thing being done all over for Iran, not to mention North Korea, Russia, and China. They're bad. They're evil. The only possible choice we have is war. And we should heed his warning that we're being set up again. We're being lied to again. And then Lawrence Wilkerson went on to say, the United States are the death merchant of the world. And basically, it's corporate interests that are driving these wars. Oil companies, banks, weapons makers. And he says he thinks Smedley Butler was onto something. Now, if you don't know what the reference is about, Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler was a very popular military commander. And he was actually approached by the bankers to help lead the military side of a planned banker coup against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And after Smedley Butler got enough information, he blew the whistle in Congress. The whole thing was hushed up and didn't really get declassified until sometime in the 70s here. But Smedley Butler is also famous for a pamphlet, booklet that he wrote after he retired from military service. And while he was in military service, he obeyed his orders. He never questioned. And that's why he rose so high at that very high rank. But in this pamphlet, it was called War is a Racket. And he basically said, that's all that we ever did. When I was in the Marine Corps, we went on out and made other countries safe for American business interests. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Now, another reason the Pentagon doesn't want an audit is because then they'd be forced to admit that a lot of things have gone missing, a lot of money's gone missing, and apparently over in Iraq, the United States had provided 9 Abrams tanks to Iraqi forces for the battle against Islamic State. And apparently these tanks are now in the hands of the Iranian-backed Hashd al-Shaabi militias. That's $81 million worth of hardware that just got somehow misplaced. Now, as you know, tensions are building between Israel and Lebanon. And part of the problem is that Israel wants to build a new border security wall. Unfortunately, they want to build it on Lebanese land. Apparently, Israel's idea is we need this security wall, but why should we give up our land for it? And so Beirut is threatening to confront Israel over this plan to build a wall on Lebanese land. And this is another attempt by Israel to provoke Lebanon, because we know they want that Litani River. They know they want more of that land. And the problem with Israel's military adventurism is it always seems to involve U.S. forces. And there are U.S. forces on the ground in Israel right now, ostensibly for a drill. But it really doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, speaking of drills, apparently the U.S. Army and the Marine Corps are planning to roll out cold weather gear for American ground forces. They're going to be training in for sub-zero combat, meaning war in the Arctic, war with Russia, war with North Korea. And you need to understand, it has now become known that there is a lot of oil and gas underneath the Arctic Ocean. And as the easily reachable oil on the ground continues to decline, these deep reserves of oil are looking more and more attractive, the Deepwater Horizon disaster notwithstanding. So the U.S. and Russia are both trying to project power into the Arctic and claim big chunks of it. Russia, of course, has the advantage in cold weather shipping because they've been doing it for a long time. But there could literally be war at the top of the world. It was kind of interesting that we're running the movie Ice Station Zebra on TV over this last week as well. It's amazing. Okay, another story. This one's coming out of The Nation. It says, Pentagon readies the father of all bombs for use against North Korea. And I knew we had a mother of all bombs. I guess now we have a father of all bombs. And I guess they're going to breed them and make child bombs or something. But they're getting ready to use this against North Korea. And they're talking about preventive attacks on the North Korean nuclear and missile facilities. Now, of course, there's a problem. First, a U.S. attack could provoke massive retaliation by North Korea against South Korea and Japan, producing vast numbers of civilian casualties. And second, and this is the sticking point for me, that they could fail to destroy all of the North's nuclear and missile facilities. And I'm sure by now Kim Jong-un has dispersed this stuff everywhere, all across the country. He's not going to be as dumb as to put it all in one big pile, which is the mistake they made with the heavy aircraft down here at Pearl Harbor. He's not that dumb. He's not going to do that. This is absolutely insane. Now, tomorrow morning are the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games in South Korea. And obviously, there is a concern that something might happen that would be blamed on North Korea, and the war will be off and running. Okay, let's take a phone call from Nick in England. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I was just wanted to carry on with the theme that Justin was just talking about at the beginning of his call, about this being, you know, the globalist and a nationalist thing being international. And it's playing out so clearly in the UK at the moment. The front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning, I saw it this morning, and it just completely ruined my day. There's a huge picture of the one and only George Soros himself. He's just donated a large amount of money to an organization called Best for Britain, and they're they're just backing a campaign to overturn Brexit. And he was, at the end of January, this report was that he's got this, you know, really nice house in Chelsea when he's over in the UK, and he had a whole load of backers to the Conservative Party. And they've got this, and the paper got hold of a leaked document, which is, you know, their guerrilla tactics for basically pushing to, you know, push for a second referendum and target Conservative MPs and what other MPs, all MPs who are elected in districts which voted to leave, to put a lot of pressure on them. And that this is, they're going to have a whole range of billboard advertising and events focused on the youth, concerts, rallies, the whole nine yards, just to, and it's designed to raise public support for a clear and growing national majority by the summer to pressure MPs into voting, you know, into getting rid of the democratic will of the people, and that they realize they've got, I mean, they have clearly got total contempt for democracy, you know, and he says in this piece here that he's a campaigner for open society and democracy. But, you know, I mean, I appreciate and understand that he's a fully paid-up globalist, but, I mean, I understand that to some degree. But if you look at it on the outside, you've got to say, well, what on earth's it got to do with him, you know? He's just some rich guy. I mean, how dare he influence, try and go and influence the politics of another country? If it's wrong for Russia to go in and, you know, try and get involved in American politics, then why is it okay for some guy who's based in America to come and do that in England? And I just wish the Americans, somebody in America, I mean, there must be so much... there must be so much evidence to arrest him in the States for all he's done and all the violence in the States after Trump got elected. It would just be wonderful if he was. It would be wonderful if he was. You know, I know it's a long ask, but if his association with this organization could be made to appear less than savory by him being seen as a criminal, it just turns my stomach. It really does. It's just. Who are these people? I mean, how dare they do this kind of thing, you know?
Well, that's exactly right, but you're correct. The globalist agenda is basically one planet, one government, so that they can do whatever they want, and there are no alternatives. There's no frontier to escape to. There are no other countries where you can go and get a better treatment from the government than where you are. And obviously, a global government will not hesitate to become the most oppressive system in history. And the idea is to simply maximize the amount of work product coming out of the population for the benefit of the royals and the elites. And you're absolutely right. It is not appropriate for anybody to go into another country where they're not a citizen and use their money and influence to try and change the politics. Now, the reason this group that Soros gave this money to is targeting concerts and other events, they've discovered an interesting demographic reality. And that is that the British people who are older remember what Britain was like before the EU and before the migrant crisis, and they want to go back to the way things were before. The younger generation, all they've ever known is being part of the EU and seeing the migrants around, and they're more willing to go along with remaining in the EU, and that's why they're trying to court them as a new political force.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these youngsters, they seem to think that if we pull out of the EU, that they won't be able to travel to France and go to Germany on holiday and you know, and do stuff. I mean, it's completely, you know, it's just detached from reality, so much of it. But I was wondering, what do you, in your opinion, I mean, I've been listening aghast to your commentary recently about what's going on. Yeah.
Nick? I got to put you on hold. Yes. We've got to take a break for commercials. Okay. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you who would like to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, the address where you can send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And if you'd like to phone on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And folks, we really need your help, because we are heading into what could be a major battle with the deep state. They're going to try and find ways that they can silence us. They're probably already hiring people to call into the show and try and revive old kookiness, like no plane at the Pentagon or chemtrails or fake Apollo moon landings or that stuff. And we need our resources to keep getting the message on out there. And we wouldn't ask if we didn't need it. Okay, let's go on back here to Nick in England. Nick, you were about to ask me a question, what I thought about something, so please take it away.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Just a final point about George Soros. Is that, I mean, the Hungarian government have sussed him out. They've worked out who he is. And last time I was in Budapest, there were posters everywhere of him as a puppet master, which I thought was very brilliant. But I just wanted to... seeing this relentless machine of the elite who instill project fear into us, you almost thought that if we dared to vote to leave Brexit, that King Kong would come and start walking around London and smash into Big Ben. I mean, it was so ludicrous. And that same machine is now, you know, out there pulling out all the stops. And I it's very depressing to see that all there. When you see that people like us, I mean, we've got to fight to have our democratically will instilled. And I personally don't think that we're going to be allowed to leave. Or if we are, the Brexit won't be worth the paper it's written on. But my question to you is that I'm really interested in your opinion, that I've been listening to you in the last few days talking about, I mean, this extraordinary level of corruption in the States and the FISA warrant and all the implications of that. It is quite extraordinary. And my question to you is to what degree do you think that the UK is as fundamentally and deeply corrupt as Washington is? I mean, do you think that they're comparable or similar? I mean, I personally think that there is a, you know, there's a machine there, the elite, that won't allow us, you know, that is trying to, very, very hard to stop us from leaving. And I just wondered what your take on the level of behind-the-scenes machinations that go on here as opposed to the States.
Well, my understanding is that all governments are corrupt to an extent, and I'm not in a position to be able to say how corrupt the government of Great Britain is, although very obviously when it comes to the issue of Brexit and the EU, there is a great deal of corruption. We know that the British government rigged the Scottish independence referendum in order to keep their clutches on them as well. But I would have to venture right now that probably at this particular moment, the United States is either the gold medal or silver medal for corruption on the entire planet.
Yeah. Are there any? I mean, there's the globalists who want this one world government move to go forward. Are there any people around the world that are fighting this? I mean, I have this. I'd like to think that somewhere in the world there's a bat cave. You know, there's the equivalent of Batman who's out there trying to to fight this. I mean, is there any global movement that's trying to stop this, or is it just left to individuals dotted around the place?
It's more of a leaderless resistance, and that's actually a better way to go, because anybody who stands up to try and be a leader against the corrupt, they instantly become a target. We've already seen so much wet work in this country over the last 30 years. We know now that Martin Luther King's assassination was a conspiracy because of his influencing the black community to stand opposed to the war in Vietnam. So, people who get in the way of what the government or the deep state want to do, bad things happen to them. Just ask Vince Foster.
Yes, yeah. Well, certainly, yes, I mean, in the UK, David Kelly, the weapons expert, his death.
Yes.
So many unanswered questions. I mean, and there's one or two other things that are deeply suspicious. But, you know, I always used to think that this was a country that was immune to that kind of thing. But sadly, I've come to the conclusion that we're just as bad. Or if not quite. Did you say America had the gold medal, the silver medal?
Yeah, I think that the United States has either the silver or the gold medal, and I'm sorry, Britain may have to settle for honorable mention.
I think we may have to settle for the bronze medal in that case.
Okay,
good. Well, all right, Mike. Thanks very much. I really appreciate, value your opinion on that. Good. That's all I had for you today. It's nice talking to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. And the phone lines are now open again. 800-313-9443, and we're going to take another break for commercials. Then when we come on back, more talk about the war zones, then we're going to get into the economic news and whatever else we're going to talk about today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to back up here to the domestic politics because there's a story that just broke over at the Gateway Pundit where apparently some new Hillary Clinton documents have been released by the State Department. And I guess they were released and it was hoped everyone were going to be looking at FISA. But the mail's been gone over and they found a gem that confirms that Hillary Clinton knew that all of her State Department information was being saved on her private server. And the gist of the email is that her BlackBerry died and she needed to get a new one and she wanted reassurance from Huma Abedin and these other people that the data would be saved. And the email replied saying it's all saved on your server, your private server. So she knew classified information was on her private server. All right, getting on back to the war zones here. Story coming out of antiwar.com. The annual Munich Security Report this year is entitled To the Brink and Back, and it warns that the European Union and NATO are facing a massively increased risk of an accidental war with Russia. And that's a very real possibility. You have all these soldiers and all these weapons just milling around each other, sneering at each other. The possibility of an accidental discharge triggering an actual battle cannot be ignored. And this report basically is confirming what other reports have already said. NATO-Russia relations are at their worst since the Cold War, and that, of course, is by design. The military-industrial complex wanted the Cold War to come back, and there are not enough safeguards to prevent an accidental conflict. Now, we've been talking about U.S. weapons and how they're really not all they should be for the vast sums of money that go into them. And so there's a story here now about the USS Gerald Ford, which is the latest aircraft carrier. It's the one with all the whiz-bang technology, magnetic catapults, all kinds of stuff, which still having trouble getting it to work. But it's already commissioned. It's out at sea, undergoing sea trials. And apparently the Navy wants to skip one of the major tests that is normally done to a brand new ship, and it's called a shock test. And basically that involves, for any hull, is setting off small underwater charges to basically see how the ship reacts and to basically discover any weaknesses in the design or construction of the vessel. And the Navy wants to skip it because they're already way behind schedule on getting the Gerald R. Ford into combat configuration. And apparently the Navy has omitted shock testing from their fiscal 2019 budget. Now, Trump came into office pledging to return us to a 12-carrier Navy. And with the Gerald R. Ford, we're up to an 11-carrier Navy. Gerald Ford replaced the USS Enterprise. But the idea that they're rushing these things forward and they're not carrying out the testing, that is very alarming. Now, in theory, being a carrier and surrounded by a carrier screen, carriers are very well protected. They still do get attacked, though. We saw that certainly in World War II. Something else Trump is doing that's a little bit alarming. The White House wants to implement a plan that would make it easier to sell some weapons to foreign partners through a process that eliminates key regulatory and congressional oversight. And basically, this is a proposal that affects the sale of small weapons and ammunition. And the new rules would transfer the oversight for the U.S. to sell weapons like rifles and shotguns and ammunition from the State Department to the Commerce Department. And some critics are saying Commerce Department is not prepared to basically vet potential foreign buyers. But a sale is a sale is a sale is a sale. So here we have a government that's fast-tracking the sale of rifles and shotguns to foreign countries at the same time they're trying to block the sale of rifles and shotguns to ordinary American citizens. It's kind of a little weird out there. Now, as you know, Donald Trump came out with this announcement. He wanted a military parade. And the reaction has been negative from a lot of people, including myself. To me, when you hear military parade, that smacks of the old Soviet Union. And it's basically wanting to go on out and thump the chest and say, look how powerful we are militarily. And a lot of people think it's a bad idea because that's not who the United States is supposed to be. But somebody actually did a poll and found out that 89% of Americans do not want Trump to have a military parade anywhere in the country. It's just not our self-image. Okay, let's talk about the economy. And obviously the big story is was another rough day on the stock market. The Dow closed down 1,032. And much of that loss was in the final hour of trading, where it was basically hovering around 500, 600 down, and then it just plunged. And it went right off the rails here. I'm looking at the Dow futures, well, the U.S. stock futures for tomorrow. They're not looking good right now. Standard & Poor's is expected to drop another 2.6%. NASDAQ down 3.3%. and the Dow expected to go down 2.9% or 723 points down. So this is coming from the pre-market stock trading, and it's an indicator that people are getting scared. They're starting to maybe think that the plunge protection team can't protect them anymore. So we'll see what's going to happen. But if this really is the beginning of the crash, we know who did it. The Wall Street money junkies and a government that basically went along with this idea of deregulation. Remember John McCain, champion of deregulation. Oh, the bankers, they can make it all work so smoothly if we just take off the chains. And they did run it very smoothly for their own personal benefit. And they created a stock market that's hideously overvalued. And worse than that, there are the derivatives that are out there. We could see the whole U.S. economy implode. And I guess probably this is a good time for me to mention something. If you are not yet a prepper, you need to be. Because if this is a significant crash, then you can expect supply chains to start failing all over the country. Supermarkets closing, no deliveries of anything. You got to be prepared to live off the grid for as long as you possibly can. Food that can be stored for a long time without refrigeration, and lots of water. Water is the most important thing. Basic first aid kit, extra prescription medication if you're on that medication, spare sets of eyeglasses, and yes, you're probably going to have weapons because if there is a big crash, then all your neighbors who've been laughing at you for being a prepper are going to be pounding on your door. Now, here's an article from Investment Watch blog, and it's saying, who was selling stocks last week before the Monday crash? Who had the inside knowledge? And apparently, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch analysts cited by Bloomberg, hedge funds were doing a lot of selling during the week before the downturn. And the data was based on account activities by clients of Bank of America Merrill Lynch analysts. Hedge funds disposed of nearly $2 billion in shares that week, or 55% of the total. So did somebody know it was going to happen? Did somebody read the indicators correctly? Kind of hard to say. Another article over here from ZeroHedge.com. Apparently, China's HNA is starting to liquidate billions of dollars in U.S. real estate. Now, this all gets tangled up with Deutsche Bank and China's largest and most distressed conglomerate, which is HNA Group. And HNA's in serious trouble with liquidity. And apparently they decided their best approach is going to be start selling their U.S. real estate. Now, here's where it gets tricky. If they start selling too much of it, if they put too much of it on the market at the same time, it's going to depress real estate prices. And that, in turn, is going to force a lot of other real estate to be driven underwater with regards to their mortgages. The property will now be worth less than what is owed on the mortgage. So this is going to have a ripple effect. All right, let's take a phone call here from Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just before I get to it, I was going to say what you just said just now. I've heard, that needs to be underscored because I've heard some things about that. It's always been a worry about what they're going to do with debt. They're going to restructure it, but it's going to make it really hard for people, I think. But this is what I want to talk about. It was nice to listen to that man from England, and I have such fond memories of there. But the Democrats, sometimes I think they protest. Sometimes when everything is going their way, you were talking about that the other day, and I couldn't help thinking, you know, money talks. We have George Soros. We have these dissidents and interlopers, people that are going to other countries, and that you were talking about today, going in there and stirring up trouble, and what do they think they're doing? Well, they're probably getting paid. It's almost like a new job, a new way of making money has been formed here. There's agitators and harassers, even people that call talk shows and you know, push buttons and stuff. They're like, so I wonder how many of them are Soros soldiers, you know, that are really, this is what happened when Donald Trump had his inauguration. They were keeping people from going in the door. You know, they were all being paid. They had their little, there was, you know, confrontations with their little black masks and gloves, and they even had little outfits to distinguish them. And on top of that, what we have, that money talks aspect of things in this country. Also, we have bad industries. The chemical companies are giving us a problem. The pharmaceuticals are giving us a problem. And I guess we can expect the stock market to just be terribly volatile, because American banking is just not on the up and up. And I don't know how it is in England, but I haven't heard about, they don't have a Federal Reserve, do they? That would
Well, they used to. I mean, back in the 1700s, the Bank of England was a privately owned central bank that issued the public currency as a loan at interest, and it drove the British people into the kind of poverty that you would read about in the works of Charles Dickens, or the kind of conditions people were living in at the time of Jack the Ripper. And then, of course, there was the American Revolution, where we basically kicked out this predatory system of banking, only to be sold back into the same form of slavery 100 years ago by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president. But the Bank of England, because of some of their investments and loans that were in countries that were breaking free from the British Empire, reached a point of collapse, at which point it was nationalized, and it is now, in fact, under the direct control of the British government. It's acting like their treasury now, rather than a privately operated central bank.
Well, that sounds good. I wish ours dated back to the 18th century and was all over with now, and we had something better going for us, you know. But I just want to make this point. Things about what's going on in schools and how they're trying to meld all the sexes together, like they don't want people who want kids or can have kids, for that matter, you know, so they'll have a nice neutered workforce that won't give them any trouble. It's just all this stuff that's so much scarier, seems like, here, and we have a lot to deal with. There's no doubt about it. So I just want to think, I wonder how much of this is backed by cash. You know, you want to,
well, there's a lot of cash flowing around. Not all of it is coming from George Soros, but you are correct. There are public relations companies that make a big business out of infiltrating people into community meetings, or having phone banks that call up talk shows to try and push a particular agenda, or just make them sound like it's a kooky show that people shouldn't pay attention to. They have people who will ghostwrite and plant stories in corporate newspapers or on websites, all of that stuff. And it is a roaring business. Public relations is a hugely profitable business, and they make a lot of money from the U.S. government and from corporations and from various interested political groups. The Russians approached a public relations firm because they knew that the public relations firm had an in with the Hillary campaign that led to that whole Uranium One deal. So, yeah, it is a big business. These people are being paid. We don't often know who is paying them. But every once in a while, some of these rent-a-mob companies, the people will actually say, I was paid to be here.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Those things, and they get sued every so often, these companies, when they get found out that they've got little clandestine ways of getting people to do their dirty work and all that. It's
very rarely do they get sued, because believe it or not, these activities are legal. They're technically considered a form of lobbying, so-called grassroots lobbying, the lobbyists are not required by law to identify themselves or who they work for. Lobbyists that approach members of Congress are required to basically say, I am a lobbyist from Bleach, Blash, Blush, and Blosh, and I'm here to talk to you on behalf of this Consolidated Link Corporation regarding this legislation. But these public relations people who go on out to community meetings and call into radio shows, they're actually not required by law to announce that they are, in fact, paid lobbyists.
Drat. Well,
yes,
we got a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do.
A lot of people we can turn our backs on, I think. But anyway, thank you, Mike.
All right, Thank you very much. All right, have a good day. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Indiana. But, Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. In fact, we've got about 20 seconds. You can at least say hello and what's on your mind.
I just want to say I made an observation. I wondered what you thought about it. We heard George Bush open his mouth today, and it wasn't until Obama was implicated in the cover-up of this that George Bush came out and opened his mouth to probably protect the pie. I just was trying to get what your thoughts were on that. I hadn't heard from George.
Hello? Yeah, you were breaking up there just a little bit. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Tom in Indiana, and Tom was asking my opinion about comments made by former President George W. Bush. And I presume that you mean the one about Russia meddling in the election, because they are pushing that as hard as they can, and they're bringing out the star power. a former Republican president coming on out and saying, yes, there's pretty clear evidence Russia meddled in the election. Well, my response to that is, Mr. Bush, show us the evidence, because we've had nothing but all of these corrupted former politicians screaming that Russia was to blame for everything, and there's been no proof of it all. And remember, this transcends party politics. They're trying to push the idea that Bush is a Republican, therefore Republicans should listen to him and agree that Russia meddled with the election. That's not where this is going. Remember, the Bush and Clinton families are joined at the hip back in Arkansas back in the mid-1980s, because both of these families were involved in this gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua. And that's what this is really all about, protecting the dark secret, protecting the profits, protecting the CIA's gun and drug running business, which continues to this very day. So they're trying to rely on Bush's star power, and they're basically very scared. They're trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has already sent out the message. If she is brought down for rigging the election in 2016, she's going to blow the whistle on everybody. The Clintons are able to blackmail our entire government. So, Tom, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think George Bush is such a hypocrite, having all those soldiers that lost their limbs go out and ride with him and stuff like that, when we know the whole thing was all corrupt. And it just bothers me a lot. And and I agree with you on that.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch to Dave in Illinois. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you tremendously and your consistency with your principles. But to continue on that theme about Russia, I think we have to be real careful because, you know, you've got the left hand and you got the right hand. And we saw the left hand coming, and we blocked the left hand with this Russia collusion thing. The Clintons are being exposed. They're going down. But at the same time, you've got this steady drumbeat from the right, the neocon right, Russia, Russia, Russia. We know Russia attacked us, and we know Russia interfered in our elections. We don't know how, but we know they did. And I want to ask you if you have heard of the have you watched the expose on Bill Browder? He's supposedly the CIA agent who was behind all this. This Russia propaganda. He's working with the CIA, MI6, and this supposedly goes back to the 80s when they said the wall is going to fall, but we have to take Russia back. You know, have you heard anything about that?
I haven't seen the documentary, but again, getting on back to this issue, this is a classic case of projection. The CIA has interfered in elections in other countries going back to at least to the end of World War II. Election rigging is something the CIA does. So it's hypocritical for the U.S. government to make a big stink over Russia wanting to influence our internal politics. But again, nobody's found any evidence about it. They kept trying to sell the idea that Russia had hacked the servers at the DNC.
Right.
But we know that the forensic data says it was copied off onto a flash drive. It's a big lie. It's a big lie. Do you want to stay on the line, Dave? We got to do a station identification,
yeah.
And I'll come right back to you. Okay.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.